This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It's our final edition of WHL This Week on the season. Ahead, we will look back on a championship coronation in Swift Current as the Broncos capture the Rogers WHL Championship on home ice, booking their spot at the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Broncos captain Glenn Gaudin joins us. WHL playoff MVP now leads his team into Regina. And we'll chat with the Regina Host Committee Chairman Sean Semple as he lays out the tournament for the next 10 days in the Queen City.
Southwest Saskatchewan, feel this moment. The Broncos are Western Hockey League champions.
Sean Mullen on the call on Swift Current's Eagle 94-1 is a 3-0 victory over the Everett Silvertips back on Sunday night, handing the Broncos the Rogers WHL Championship in six games. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison then passing off the Edge and Out Cup to team captain Glenn Gaudin in front of the hometown fans.
This Swift Current Broncos!
Broncos captured their first title in 25 years, also ending a Saskatchewan-based team drought of the same length. Glenn Gaudin during the celebrations.
That was unbelievable. Been waiting 5 years for this moment, and how I'm feeling right now, it's tough to put it into words, but it was worth the wait. It's such a good group of guys, it makes it that much sweeter. Every night we came to work for one another and each other, and I think that showed. We had some tough series, but we felt that I think we got stronger as the playoffs went on, and we were on top.
Forward Max Patterson.
It took a lot of hard work, but we're so close as a team, and we all knew we could do it. It's a crazy feeling, though.
Broncos head coach GM Manny Vivero says it is a big win for the community.
You could see our fans, when we won, how elated they were and how down they were when we lost also, too. So it's not just about the game. It's also about the community, the passion.
Congratulations, Swift Current Broncos, 2017-2018 Western Hockey League champions.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge and Out Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Swift Current Broncos captain Glenn Gaudin is the on-the-run player of the week. Of course, he was the one handed the Edge and Out Cup from WHL Commissioner Ron Robison. Let's go back to that moment. You said you had waited 5 years for this, but the city has waited 25 years, so that was a special moment back inside the iPlex.
Yeah, the atmosphere in there was crazy. Like you said, they've been waiting 25 years for it, and just a celebration that we had and they had, I think we can say it was worth the wait. Obviously, it was a long one being 25 years, but nothing really tops that moment right there.
Hey, take me through the whole moment. Commissioner Ron Robison shaking your hand, he said some words to you. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but it was such a textbook trophy raise with your teammates here. It's exactly how you draw it up. Take me back to that.
Yeah, honestly, it was a blur, but I was trying to enjoy every moment of it. Everything was happening so fast, but yeah, being able to get that trophy there and lifting it up over my head, especially being at home, made it that much sweeter. And going right to the guys, I think it just topped it off. We have such a good group of guys here. We're such a close team, and it was a team effort the whole playoffs all year. So I think all of us are feeling pretty much the same.
Team effort for sure, but you were named the WHL playoff MVP. Glenn, for me, it was game three in Everett against the Silvertips. What a game that was. It could have been a pivotal game three as well. The moment for me, I think it'll be etched where you stabbed, dove at that puck shorthanded and chipped it over the shoulder, kind of a rolling puck. You were able to tie up the game there late. Was there a moment for you that was specific as far as how you sum up your WHL playoffs?
If I were to sum it up in a moment, it was probably lifting that trophy. Wouldn't say scoring a goal or anything. It was winning, and like I said, winning with such a close group that we have here. I mean, it made it. I don't even got any words to describe how it felt. So even still today, it hasn't fully sunk in. But I'm just trying to enjoy everything. And yeah, I mean that's the most I can say there. It's just such a crazy time, and just trying to enjoy every minute of it.
You're a career Bronco, and you already have your NHL free agent deal, a former fifth overall pick of the organization. Let's go back to Bantam Draft Day, fifth overall by the club, and you come and you sign. And what were your impressions then, and what are they now of the franchise and of the city?
being drafted, I didn't know too much about this organization. I knew, being a BC kid, that obviously Joe Sakic played here, and he was probably the biggest name. So I knew they won a Memorial Cup as well. And when I came in at 15, they had a decent team. They had players like Adam Lowry, and he was Player of the Year that year too. So just to see him do that in such a small organization, I mean, I thought I kind of wanted to be him. I looked up to him and tried to learn as much as I could from him for the short little period of time that I was there with him. And how I feel now, I mean, this organization, I think, since I started, has done a full 360 for the better. And I think it shows now that they're obviously a championship team again.
I'm not sure if it's lost on you or not, the fact that this was pulled off by the smallest market in the WHL. And you mentioned you're from BC. Well, you're from Richmond, and you know some of the bigger centers out on the West here. So can you really appreciate what the Broncos have done, given they are a small market, and the fact they were able to break what's been a 25-year drought for Saskatchewan-based WHL teams?
Yeah, it's been unreal. I think we got the best fans in the CHL here. I mean, we've been selling out games, I think, all the way back to January, and I don't think I know another team that would be doing that. So that says it right there. And I don't even think the camera does it justice how loud it was when we won in here, and just how kind of they've been behind us all year, and they got the best fans here. I don't know, it's pretty easy to say now that we're winning, but the city and the rink and everything has just been crazy and loud, and they're right behind us all year.
And the fans kind of have something with you just online, social media. It's OMG, which stands for Oh My God, and that kind of got going, I think, a couple of years ago here, and it's been something that's really stuck here for you.
Yeah, I think it even started maybe my first year here, and it just kind of stuck, so it's kind of cool, and I actually don't even know who came up with it. It just kind of all of a sudden was there.
You're off to the Memorial Cup here to represent the Swift Current Broncos and the WHL. This has been a tough tournament. You'll open Saturday against the Quebec representatives, Ekiti Bathurst Tetons. What do you know about them, and how do you think this team can do in the tournament?
Honestly, don't know too lot about them. Obviously, we're gonna that'll change here pretty soon. We're gonna look over their team and all the teams in the tournament. But going to that tournament, I think we're just gonna have to play our game. We know it works. We've got to keep doing what we're doing, and we know all three teams over there are good. I mean, they're there for a reason, so can't take anybody lightly.
All right, Glenn, appreciate this. Great stuff. Congratulations once again, and good luck at the tournament, okay?
Yep, thank you very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
It's game on in Regina. The 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup has arrived. I spoke with Regina Host Committee Chairman Sean Semple and asked him if they're all ready to go.
Yeah, yes, we are. Yeah, there's been a lot of planning that's gone in over the last 19 months, and we're very excited to get this show underway.
Now, as we approach to the tournament here, what were some of the biggest challenges for the host committee to try to tie up with the loose ends before the puck would be dropped?
Well, this is a little different for the 100th Memorial Cup. We have a number of celebrations that are happening, and so we have a centennial salute opening ceremony in Mosaic Stadium that's going to kick off with 30,000 plus people. We had to obviously get the Eagles as part of that show locked in, and we've done that. So that was a big challenge off the start. But really, it's just planning everything. We've got the Brandt Celebration Zone, which we have 17 bands that will play over the 10 days. And, of course, the most important thing, the 100th Memorial Cup Championship, which we have a lot of different specialty features that are going to happen, from people like Emerson Drive and Paul Brandt singing and Jess Mossaluk and so on.
I get the feeling, being out west here, that organizers and the committee wanted to make this the biggest Memorial Cup ever in celebration of 100 years.
There's no question there. We felt that it was our responsibility to deliver on what we had promised, and what we had promised was an Olympic-like show. We have a very large budget for this, about $12.5 million for the three events that we have this week. And really, I think we hope everybody agrees that this will hopefully set a new standard for the Memorial Cup.
And I have a feeling the fact the Swift Current Broncos were able to knock off the Everett Silvertips and being just 2 hours down the road, that'll be a really big boost here for the tournament.
It sure will, and I think it will be a big boost for the tournament. Swift Current's got a great hockey fans, and I'm sure they'll want to attend and support their team. There's a lot of connection between Regina and Swift Current here as well, and I do believe with the Swift having beat us out beat the Pats out in the seventh game by one goal, I think the Pats probably want to get a little revenge as well.
I'm sure the folks in Regina, though, will be quite welcoming to the folks making their way up from Swift.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll roll out the red carpet for them, and they'll have a great week here, or 2 weeks here, and just rest up because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hamilton Bulldogs, the Acadie Bathurst Titans, the host Regina Pats, all three champions, and then, of course, the host team. We saw the Pats really take a turn upward late in the season and then really battle hard in the playoffs, pushing the Broncos to 7, the eventual WHL Ed Chenoweth Cup champions here. So I have a feeling that there's a lot of optimism about the Pats' chances in this tournament.
There sure is. There sure is. We have a great team, and we were one of the hottest teams to finish the year, and I think proof of that was taking Swift Current, which is an excellent team as well, to the 7th game and losing by one goal. And I think that game could have gone either way. So I think looking forward to get them back, and I think it'll be an exciting, great hockey from all the different teams that are participating.
Last time Regina hosted the Memorial Cup, 2001, and we speak here a couple days before the event, and we were just chatting quickly at the fact it's 31 degrees there in Regina, so we're hoping that the weather holds and it's a beautiful stretch here for all the fans coming to town.
I think it'll be great. The weather's looking great for the opening ceremonies. We have a kind of a red carpet show and a tailgate party in Confederation Park, and we've got Tanya Kim and Brent Butt and many of the Sportsnet personalities will be there as well. And really, it's going to be quite a show. It starts at 4 o'clock in the park, and the red carpet goes live at 6 o'clock, which will be broadcast from Confederation Park right through the VIP areas, right onto the big screens in Mosaic. So come on down for some fun earlier in the day, and starting at 4, and join everybody. We want everybody in the seats by 7, because the show starts sharp at 7.
All right, well, Regina is the place to be here for sure. Mosaic Stadium, the Eagles, and then, of course, the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup. Sean Semple is the chair of Regina's host committee. Appreciate your time here on WHL this week.
Thank you very much. It's our pleasure.
And that's the show, and that wraps up the season. Hey, big thanks to all our broadcast partners and WHL broadcasters from across the league. They help each and every week. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Enjoy the 100th edition of the MasterCard Memorial Cup.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Warrior Hockey.